But first, Gordo leads us into the Ticket Classic Audio Vault.
Yes, please enter. We like to do this every Friday, take a look back at in ticket history and find some bit of classic audio that has tickled our fancy. Do you guys remember the time Norm had Michael Irvin on? They were on remote somewhere, and I think Michael actually traveled out to join Norm in person at a remote. I would say this is probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's somewhere there,
four or five years ago.
Was this on remote?
Yes, I think it was on
remote.
It
wasn't at Norm's home?
Norm's home? Why would it be at Norm's home?
When remember, he was recovering from his surgery.
That was when the Groobs thing happened, I know.
Yeah.
No, I think this was on remote.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on remote.
This was after his monkey foot
thing. Okay.
Monkey foot thing.
Call it that.
Wow. So, Michael Irvin's out there, and Norm does, I want to say, darn near 2 hours with him. And at the end of the interview, there was this very awkward moment where Norm, you know how Norm, everybody's his buddy and everybody's his pal and everybody's been his friend for 50 years, even if it's somebody that he's spent most of his career bagging on and calling a trash human being. Well, he does this with Michael Irvin. Somehow their relationship has been rehabilitated. And at the conclusion of the interview, Norm says, thank you, Michael, for joining us out here today. We really do appreciate it. Oh, you think you found it? Okay, let's give it a listen.
And I'll continue to do exactly what I'm doing, being addicted to being a great father, being addicted to being a great husband, and certainly trying to be a great servant of God.
Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Norm.
Thanks. Thanks for coming out, Michael.
Thank you.
Love you. That's Michael Irvin.
Still, it's so cringeworthy.
So Michael said it first.
So cringeworthy. I didn't hear him. Did Michael say I love you first?
Did. Yeah, I always thought Norm said it first, but I think Michael did. And then
it's just so weird to have a guest on that's not a family member or a marriage partner and telling them that you love them.
I want you guys
and
to
not
do
being
that
not
once.
Being a joke. That's so weird.
Can I hear one more time
and listen to Michael's point about addiction here. I think this is a nice little play in the beginning.
And I'll continue to do exactly what I'm doing, being addicted to being a great father, being addicted to being a great husband, and certainly trying to be a great servant of God.
Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Norm.
Thanks. Thanks for coming out, Michael.
Thank you.
Love you. That's Michael Irvin.
Okay, right after that happened, my phone blew up with text messages. A lot of OMGs. Norm has just told Michael Irvin that he loves him on the air. Everyone went crazy. So,
love you.
In typical Muser fashion, we launched an investigation after this. We requested, through the Freedom of Information Act, access to the entire recording of the program, including what was said during breaks. Okay? And we went on the next week after this episode and aired the never-before-heard clips of what went on during breaks. So I thought we'd take a look back in classic audio at this little Muser investigation. Let's take a listen to a few clips from what happened during break. So I think what you're going to hear here is them going into a break, a little bit about what happened in a break, and them coming out.
So when it's time to help a friend, it's time to help a friend.
Great point. Coming up next, I'm going to ask Michael how a convicted drug user has the audacity to put a friend's crack pipe in his car. We get tough next on the ticket. Are we clear, Frito? Listen, Mike, I think the way you ought to handle this next one is to say it was a friend's pipe, it was going into rehab, some kind of fantastic tale like that. My audience will buy anything. And by the way, it's always a good idea to mention God. That research is really well from 10 to noon on the ticket.
I got something to say about God.
Okay, all right, we're coming back. Here, give me a kiss real quick.
Ticket!
All right, it's 10:33 on the ticket. Mike, are you an addict but loves Jesus God?
Yes. Yes and no.
Boy, what an easy question that was there at the end.
He asked for a kiss during one of the breaks?
Yeah, when they were coming back from a break. I thought that was really odd.
They are really close.
Huh? Fernando says we have another cut queued up here, I guess of another break conversation between Norm and Michael Irvin.
Coming up next on the ticket. I confront Michael on if he is still cheating on his wife. That's next on the ticket. right. So let me get back to the story.
All right.
So it's me and these three hookers, and one of them is missing a leg. We're all blasted on angel dust, and we know we have to get rid of the guy's body before the sun comes up. It's just like what happened to you and me when we were in Arizona time, right?
Hey, I got some good stuff. I got this guy come up from Mexico with some great hybrid this weekend, man.
Man, we're going to ditch you with this.
It's going to be good, no.
Oh, hold on a second. Mike, hold on. We're coming back. I'll serve you up a couple softballs here, and then we'll let you red herring a little baby Jesus talk, okay? Give me another kiss, quick.
Love you, Norm.
Say we term it.
Drugs are bad, and do you prefer Jesus God over them?
I know they're bad, and I know Jesus good.
I see the story there. Did they kiss during every break?
It sounds like it, right before they came back from every break. And we have here, this is, I believe this is the conclusion of Norm's interview with Michael here, and you hear what happened in break right before that.
So, now, I heard from people out of Star Power that
they said this one was really wild-ass.
They were really slapping each other in the back and had a good time.
Yeah. This is during break.
We had these hoes, and he had his pants down. Big Daddy had his pants down. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. And he said, what are we going to do? And I said, we going to call more hoes. Here you go, Norm. Try some of that. Try some of that. You hit on that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, we're coming back. Hold on.
The ticket.
We're back on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mike, are you still using, and are you an addict?
No. And yes and no.
You're, what, addicted to being a good father?
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you, pal.
Love you, pal.
I love you. It's 11:58 on The Ticket.
Wow. Man. Well, there you go. Classic audio.
That is classic. I'd have forgotten all about that.
I had too. So that's what happened during break. So they kissed each other going back into every segment, just like a husband and wife kiss each other, dropping each other off of work.
Very weird.
All right, Gordo. Yeah, there you go.
Up that old audio. 8:49 here on Sports Radio.